Are you excited or nervous or a little of both here as we close in on the draft?
I'm more excited than anything. You know, kind of the nerves been out. Throughout this process of the spring. You know, on the visits, the workouts, the All-Star games, the combine. I think those are the most nerve-ending things. But now it's just excited. I set myself up in the position for whatever may happen, and now it's just being excited and just ready to go.
How many different teams did you visit?
I had a full week of visits. I visited the Saints, the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Rams, and then had about five private workouts with the Titans, Falcons, and Niners, the Texans, and the Ravens. So it's been a busy spring. That's how you want it.
I would say so. When was it that you began to think that this might be a reality for you? Was it in your college career? Is it something you thought about in high school? When did it seem like there was the possibility of playing on Sundays?
When I was younger, kind of in high school, guys always say, especially like camps I went to, and, guys would talk to my dad and, tell him about, the good feet I had for my size. And, a lot of guys, in the NFL or guys who had experience with it said, he works at it, he could have a shot, but it never really hit me. I just kind of thought, some people said, because I was always, bigger than other kids. So then I just, continued to work in high school, had some good role models, good people in my corner that kind of pushed me, and then was able to get that level of confidence for college. And, once I got in college and started playing early, I felt like I had a shot. I just kind of kept my focus on that and, graduating and, seeing where everything takes me, seeing where my work takes me.
Well, you've worked so hard over your time at the University of Maine. What was the toughest part of that for you?
I had a couple, shoulder injuries, and there'll be times where, doctors kind of said, maybe, football, if this continues up, maybe football wouldn't be, right for you, or your body would be able to take his shoulders. And, that was kind of a point where, I kind of thought I was, losing the game for a second, and, it just made it that much more sweeter and made me work at it, that much harder. And kind of any times of adversity, kind of just those are what pushed me through it, through those times and any upcoming times after that. So, but that was kind of one of the toughest parts.
Jamil, what is it about the Maine experience being a Black Bear? We've seen so many guys get their opportunity to take their game to the next level. What is it about being a Black Bear that's made so many guys get this opportunity you're about to get?
I say it all the time, and, I just see it. On and off the field, I've just noticed Maine is just a place of opportunity. People come here for a reason, and, that's just to make the best out of their opportunity. And, I think just the side of it that helps guys that come out of here take their, take their games to the next level, or take, their career, whatever it may be, just character. You don't get your hand held here at Maine, and, you work and you grind every day, and, everything that you do receive, you earn. Nothing is ever given. And I think, that character, those character traits, and, just that main Black Bear of, being respectful, because, nothing's given, everything is earned. And, just there's great people here. So just every character trait and every lesson you learn here, it all correlates. And I think that's a big thing.
Hey, Jamil, this is Bruce Pratt. A question I would ask you, a young man comes up to you, he's a high school kid, he's highly recruited a lot of places. What are you going to tell him is the one reason he wants to come to the place farthest away from all the other schools in the nation to play football?
For sure, yeah. So, with my situation coming in, I wanted to play, football at the highest level possible. And, out of my three choices, Morgan State, Sacred Heart, and Maine, that was Maine. It was the highest level competition. And but aside from that, the brotherhood and camaraderie, and the lessons you learn here, there was meetings that I was in with, NFL coaches, O-line coaches, and, mentally, they were, impressed with how, coached I was, especially credit to my parents as well, just, the young man I am, but, how coached, how greatly coached I was. And, that's just coming from Maine, and, the things you get taught here and the lessons you learn, that you may not learn everywhere else. So That's what I'll just, you know, portray to a young kid, you know, who's getting recruited. You know, you got to go somewhere where, you know, aside from, you know, the coaching staff or, you know, everything around it, you know, just the football, you got to look outside the football, you know, the lessons you'll learn there, how you'll grow as a man. And that's kind of what I'll, you know, give to a kid if he's going through, you know, the recruiting process.
We were impressed with your talent in broadcasting the games over the last 4 years, but the last couple of years especially, I've been impressed to see you become a leader of this team, to become a role model for some of the young guys. Was that important to you as well?
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, I just, you know, I've been a guy, you know, coming from Vineland, New Jersey. You know, I was one of the, you know, one of the few that was able to make it out and get a scholarship. And, you know, kids always came up to me, younger guys on the team, when I was a senior and when I was done my football senior, just work season working out in the locker room, you know, guys would come up to me, ask for advice or, you know, just look up to me. And, you know, that was big because for me, it's, you know, it's a bigger, it's part of a bigger picture. You know, I wanted to show guys, you know, it's possible, whatever you may do, if you just work at it, believe in yourself. And, you know, of course, I was blessed with, you know, great support and, you know, great parents, great family. But, you know, no matter what, if you just persevere, whatever's going on through your life, things of that nature, you know, you can do something, you do whatever you put your mind to. And that was big for me, you know, being a senior and just showing younger guys in high school. And I just wanted to carry that over. And now that, you know, I'm going on a bigger platform, you know, it's even more of a blessing. And now I'm showing the younger guys, you know, here on the football team at Maine. So, you know, it's just all part of the bigger picture. It, you know, that's big for me. And I'll continue, you know, use my platform and positivity, you know, lead guys and, you know, show guys the right way.
So you'll be with family this weekend to wait for those phone calls?
Yes, sir. Yep. I'll be flying out Friday because Saturday seems like, you know, late Friday and early and Saturday seems like the day. The days that, you know, my name potentially get called, God willing, and I'll be with the family celebrating, you know, there who I started with, and, you know, it's going to be awesome.
Hey, you tell your friends, listen, don't call. I don't want you tying up my phone. I want to be able to answer it when that thing rings.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm pretty sure, you know, everybody understands, but, you know, you got to make sure that phone is by your side.
Well, you've earned this opportunity, Jameel. You've been a great asset to the Black Bears, and the university's awfully proud to know that you're going to take it on to the next level. We look forward to following your career as you continue to play football. We wish you luck this weekend. Look forward to talking with you once you're playing on Sundays in the NFL.
All righty. Thank you. I appreciate it.